This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Fantastic guest in the studio. I'm so excited about this. Matt Holly, okay, is a singer, dancer, actor extraordinaire. First of all, welcome to Joy. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
He's got perfect teeth too.
He does smile. Yes. Oh, and they're so white. But that's not why you're That's not why you're on radio.
Because a good smile goes a long way, you know.
I'm sure it does, but we're on radio. It yeah. You it's could be clearly, lying for all they know.
It goes a long way with me.
Yeah. Clearly working on Chris. Can we focus?
Sorry. Yes,
can we focus? Thank you. You are involved in a show called Twisted Broadway.
Yes.
Which all of the profits are going to creating help and awareness for people living with HIV and AIDS within Australia.
Yes.
So it's a complete charity fundraiser.
Yep.
It's happening on Monday night.
Yep.
At the Playhouse Theatre.
Yes.
In conjunction with Art Centre.
Yes.
Tell us.
Well, a little bit about Twisted Broadway.
Yes.
This is Twisted Broadway's fourth year performing. This will be the fourth season. Last year, it also performed in Sydney. It travelled up there to perform. It's a, as the title suggests, it's Broadway, but a little bit twisted.
What does that mean?
How's
it twisted?
We get songs that were made famous by men, sung by women, and vice versa, which is pretty exciting.
Okay, yeah. So do you change the gender of the songs when you're singing them, or do you leave them in their original gender?
I guess that just depends on the song, whether it lends itself to that. But I don't know, this year, the number that I'm doing, we haven't changed any of the genders or anything. But it's also fascinating listening to someone of a different gender sing a song you know so much, so well the other way, that it can make you really understand a song a different way.
Yeah. And
it makes you feel different things that you'd never felt before listening to the song.
Without giving anything away, can you give us an example?
Actually, last year, one of the most amazing performances I think I've just ever seen in general was a good friend of mine, Sophie Carter, sang Gethsemane from Jesus Christ Superstar. And
yeah.
It was just, I think the lift, being in a female key, just took that song
wow.
to a different place that I'd never heard it done before. And it was beautiful. That's YouTubeable if anyone wants to check that out.
Interesting. So it's Twisted Broadway. It's all the songs that you know, but just with a slight twist and something different.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I think the most amazing thing about this is it happens for one night every year.
Yes.
All of the proceeds go to charity, which is incredible. You've got 61 performers on the stage.
68 this year. It's our biggest year so far.
And
68 and plus 13 students from the VCA, I believe, who are coming in to do a number also. So
that's awesome. And all of you guys are volunteers.
Everyone donates their time and resources to put this show on. Yeah.
68. It's almost like you wouldn't have enough time to fit everybody into a show.
Oh, we've got a lot more group numbers this year than any other year, which is probably, you know,
but it
says a lot about the numbers, but
it promises to be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be a big night. It's going to be really fun.
Now, how did you get involved in this?
Well, I've known Dan and Kate who produced the night. I've known them personally for a very long time, but I was in Melbourne performing Love Never Dies. It was the first time it moved to BMW Edge in Fed Square.
Yeah.
And they needed an opening number, and a few of us boys were approached to do Cell Block Tango from Chicago.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, which was really amazing. It actually kind of made the song really sinister, like a way you don't really think about it when you see women performing
it. That's true. I would actually like to see guys performing Cell Block Tango.
You can YouTube it. It's up there.
Oh.
We're almost at 100,000 views, so check it out.
Check you out. So, Matt, are you classically trained? Like, have you been to...
I didn't go to any of the major schools in Australia. I've got a lot of friends who did, and they're wonderful. But most of mine, I learnt a lot of what I know through amateur theatre, just doing lots of shows growing up. And then, yeah, it was kind of upon graduating high school that I began to take it really seriously. It's always been what I wanted to do, but I realised at that point that I couldn't take it any further if I didn't just get better at what I was doing.
Is it all Broadway songs, or is the genre very wide for this show?
It's music. It's pretty... It's pretty much just music theatre. Just yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Cool. I love it. And it's. I mean, obviously, it's. Is it HIV and AIDS every single year? Is that the
yes?
The
it's
chosen?
Always. We're always raising money for Oz Showbiz Cares Equity Fights AIDS.
Fantastic. Yeah. So it's a great cause as well.
It's a yeah.
And
yeah.
a great night out from the sounds of it, and yeah. something a bit different.
It's a lot of fun, and there's not a lot of charity nights like this.
Yeah. That you yeah. can actually go and enjoy without going, oh, God, all right, yes, it's for a good exactly. cause, but I suppose I have to suffer through yeah. it.
It sounds like ridiculous all... amounts of fun.
Yeah. We should go. We should totally go.
The night is pretty much it's a celebration of our industry, but also, and I'm sure this is a pretty fair statement, not many industries were rocked by the outbreak of this disease as much as the arts.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
being able to celebrate, but at the same time raise awareness and, you know, promote prevention of the spread of HIV and AIDS is pretty
amazing. The fight
is
different
amazing.
Now, but yeah. the cause is still very much with us.
Exactly.
So.
Well,
yeah.
apparently 20 people are diagnosed with HIV in Australia every single week, mm-hmm. and over 50% mm-hmm. of those living with HIV and AIDS within the country are below the poverty line.
Yeah, so without access to proper
yeah. and this
medical
is,
treatments.
This is the crazy thing here. I grew up in Africa where it's obviously you've got, I grew up in Zimbabwe, 1 in 3 black Zimbabweans had HIV or AIDS and 1 in 4 white Zimbabweans had HIV and AIDS. So when I came here and kind of obviously everyone wants, you want to know your status. For me, it's a no-brainer. If I go and get STD checks, I'm like, can I have an HIV
yeah,
test?
Of course.
The nurse looked at me and said, no, it's not a straight disease. Don't worry, we don't need to test you. I nearly slapped her in the face.
Oh, wow. Like,
yeah. I find that crazy, even yeah. with the statistics rising, especially in heterosexual females. I find it crazy.
I was
that
like,
that
are you kidding
happen.
Me right now? So hopefully she was just having a really bad day and didn't mean what she was saying because
and just couldn't be bothered.
Clearly, I mean, there still needs to be some more awareness because that was Absolutely. Just, that shocked me.
Yeah, definitely. Because there is still a massive preconception that it is a disease that only affects homosexuals, but
yeah.
that's just, it's
it
definitely not the
everyone.
Case.
It affects everyone.
If you've got blood, you can get it.
Yeah, exactly. So please go and support this. It's a yeah. really, really important cause, and I think it'll be an amazing night.
And don't
yeah.
put off the decision, because it's next Monday.
Only
it's,
Monday.
It's coming Monday.
Yes.
It's your only chance.
Okay, how do we find out how to get tickets?
You can Google Twisted Broadway, go to our website, which is www.twistedbroadway.com.au, or you can go to the Arts Centre website and follow the links there, and yeah, hope to see you Monday night.
Matt, fantastic. Break a leg. It's going to be absolutely fantastic, and me and Chris will be in the front row.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.